Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Lamed Tes. We are holding on daf Lamed Chesem based at the Mishnah at the very bottom of the page. So says the Mishnah, Kol Echad Asur Yom B'Cheskas Tara. So that phrase is going to take up the entire Amud Aleph to try to figure out what that phrase means. Meaning, clearly it means that during the 11 days of Yimei Ziva, the 11 days Bein, Nida L'Nida, a woman is B'Cheskas Tara. But L'may Nafkamina, that she's B'Cheskas Tara during those days. So if she sees blood, she's still going to be Tamei as a Zava. And if she doesn't see blood, she's going to be Tahora. So what do you mean that she's Becheskas Tara? That's going to be the question of the day. We're going to have four different approaches to what that line means in the course of the Gemara on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. It says the Mishnah further now, Yashva Lavalo Badka Shigiga Nensa Hizida Vlo Badka Tahora. If she does not do Bedikos, meaning she just is, as Rashi says, Akol Nashim Ka'i, this is going on all women, a regular woman, does not do a Bedika, or she's shogeg, she's ne'ena, she's mazed, and she does not do bedika, so she's tahara during the Yemei Ziva. She has every right to assume that she's tahara. But higiyashas vest of lobatka harezu tmeya. But if it comes the time of her veses, and then she doesn't do bedika, so now she has to assume that she's tmeya, because the time of the veses, we assume that, as Rashi points out, that the arrival of the period came when it normally comes, and therefore she has to assume that she's Tamea. Rameir Omer, im haisa b'michva v'higia shas vesta v'lo batka harezu tohara m'pnei shacharbada m'salachis asadamim. He says, not always. Sometimes a woman is held in captivity or she's hiding somewhere. And in captivity here means hiding because there are listim going through the town and it's a great threat. She feels that her life is being threatened and then her shas vesta comes and she doesn't do bedika, so she has the right to assume she's still tohara because charbada m'salachis asadamim. The fear can cause her hormones to be changed in such a way that she's not going to get her period, she's not going to become a nida at the normal time. But the days of a zav and a shomeres yom keneged yom are considered to be becheskas tuma. Meaning, once she already is tmeya and she's a zava gedola and she's counting her shivanikim, or she's not a zava gedola, she's a zava ketana. She saw a dam yesterday, and now she's being shomeres yom keneged yom. So that day she's becheskas tuma. We assume she has to assume that she's tamei on that day, meaning we assume that it's mayano pasuach, that once the blood has already started coming out, so it's probably or could very well be that it's still coming out. So a couple of issues on the Mishnah. First of all, on the top line over here, we gave what seems like four different cases: yashva lavlobotka, shigiga, nensa, Hizida v'lobatka. So there's Yashvila, there's Shiga, there's Nensa v'Hizida. So the Aruch Liner wonders, Yashvila v'lobatka is Shiga v'lobatka. Yashvila v'lobatka is that Peshogik. She didn't do Bedika. So what are we saying different? So he says that one case is Sheshachcha v'lobatka. The other one is Shaloya d'klal shetzricha livdok. And you could say it either way, whichever, you know, plug in whichever translation to whichever phrase you want. It can go in both directions. But one is talking about a case where she forgets, and the other is talking about a case where she never knew that she needed to do a bedika. So the Aruch Liner says, but what I'm still bothered by is, why didn't the Tana mention Netnas before Shogeg? It says Shiga first, then Netnas. So if you're going in order of least her fault to most her fault, it would be Netnas, Shogeg, and then Mazed. Right? Ones is something that's completely out of her control. Shogeg is she forgot, and Mazed is she willfully violated. So that he leaves unresolved. The Rambam, Perush Mishnayos, implies that Shiga and Nensa are both translations or explanations of Yashvila, and that would certainly help explain why it says Yashvila and Shigiga, not like the Aruch Liner that it's talking about two different cases. It's talking about the same case, that one is an elaboration on the other. Yashvila v'lobatka, what does mean Yashvila v'lobatka? Shiga, Nensa, so it gives an elaboration what it means. Okay, second thing in the Mishnah mentions charada misalekas es adamim, this concept that if a woman is in fear, that can cause the dam to not come. So in the Shiltos, it raises a suffix whether the Chachamim are cholik on Rameir about this, or the Chacham agree to Rameir about this, because this was attributed to Rameir in the third line of the Mishnah, where Rameir Omer Mahisa b'michvavigiyah shas vesav lo bat karez utar Rameir shachad m'saggis hazdamim. Do the Chacham disagree, or is that something that everybody agrees? So it seems clear in the Rambam, the Meiri, the Bartanura, that they all say that ein halacha k'Rabbi Meir. So it sounds like there is a machlokas over here, based on the fact that they paskin against Rameir. Meir, sounds like the Chacham disagree with Rav Meir. Now in the Tosiyantif and the Sidrei Tara and Kuf Pei Dalid, they say based on the Rambam, they answer Kasha the Beis Yosef on the Tur. The Tur paskins over there that if a woman is in hiding and it comes to the Shas Vesta, she needs to do Bedika L'Charchila. Now in the case of a woman who's Mesulak as Dabim, a pregnant woman, the Tur writes that even L'Charchila it's not required that she does a Bedika. And the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph equated a Mu'uberes with someone who's in hiding. So if the Gemara equates a Mu'uberes with someone who's in hiding, so why is it by a Mu'uberes should leave in the Chalchila she doesn't require a Bedika, and for someone who's in hiding, the Tor Paskins, that the Chalchila she does require a Bedika? So the Sidrei Tara and Simkuf Pedalit and the Tosiyantif say that maybe the Tor is just being Choshish for the Shita of the Rambam that we pass like the Chachamim, whereas the Sugya on Yud Beis, which equates the two, is going like Rav Meir, that she's Mesulak as Damim. But we're being choshish for the Shita of Rambam L'Charchila, that L'Charchila she should still require a Bedika. Another important factor is that later on in Daf Ayin Aleph, the Gemara is going to say that there's a chiluk between Pachad, which causes Siluk Adam, and Biasusa, the Gemara is going to call it a different type of fear, like a sudden shock that will cause Re'iyas Adam. Not that will make the Dam go away, but rather that will cause Re'iyas Adam, like you find in Megillas Esther, Vatischal Chalamalka, and the Gemara is going to say later on, Melamit Shapir Sunida, that she had this sudden tremor of a fear, and that causes seeing Dam. So the Lahalacha, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't mention this idea. And the Chassam Sofer writes that even though it could cause Re'iyas Dam, meaning they don't mention the idea of it causing Re'iyas Dam, they only mention what it says in our Mishnah, not the other idea that fear can cause Re'iyas Dam. So the Chassam Sofer explains that even though it can cause Re'iyas Dam, but when it does, she knows it, meaning she'll have a Hargasha in a very intense way, and if she doesn't have a Hargasha, then she won't even require a Bedika, then everything will be fine. So the fact that, so that doesn't bear mentioning in Shulchan Aruch, because that's just Stam. If she gets Argasha and she sees Dam, obviously she's Tameya, even though that may have been brought about as a result of a certain emotion. But our halacha, that she's Mesulak as Damim, so that's something she may not realize, and that's something that that does bear mentioning in the Shulchan Aruch. And last thing, the Mishnah mentioned that a Zav, a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, are all Becheskas Tuma. So the Birei Adaf, he doesn't quote any, he quotes the Aruch Lener, that the Aruch Lener asked the Kasha, that L'chora, this is already included in V'safar Lo, V'safar Lash of Yamim, that she's Tumeya. What do you mean she's Becheskas Tuma? Obviously she's Tumeya, she's counting days of Tuma. So what do you mean she's Becheskas Tuma? Meaning if a woman is in Shiva Nikim, she's counting her way out of the days of Tuma. And what does that mean she's counting her ways out? She's checking all the time, because she has to assume, absent a check, she has to assume that she's Tumeya. That's what Shomer Yom Keneged Yom means, that she checks on the second day. Sfira Shiva Nikim means she checks each and every day. So isn't this a bit repetitive? Once the Torah already tells me that she has a requirement of Sfira, so the Aruch Lener is Mechadesh, then maybe from the Pasuk alone we would only know that she has to be Sofer days that she doesn't know for sure that she sees on. I mean, she has to go through 7 days where she doesn't have definitive knowledge of seeing Dam. But the Hefsek Tara and the Bedikos maybe are not required from the Pasuk itself, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell me, that she has to be Choshish to the extent, not just that she should be cognizant that she should be cognizant of the fact that she hasn't actually seen any Dam, but that she has to go out of her way to check to know if there's any Dam there. That's the addition of the Mishnah. So Chiddush say that that's not included in the Sfira of the Torah. Sfira sounds like something active, that you actually have to actively do something, and it's hard to say that it means to actively verbally count, because we don't find such halacha that a woman has to verbally count her Shiva Nikiyim. So that's quite a chiddush that the Aruch Liner has, but that's what he suggests, that the Mishnah is adding beyond what the pasuk already says. So now the Gemara asks the million-dollar question: the Mayhil Chasa. What is it? Lagabi, what halacha is the Mishnah referring to when it says Kalach Asar Yom Becheskas Tara? That during the Yemei Ziva, that first line of the Mishnah, that she's Becheskas Tara. So as we said, four approaches. Approach number one: Amr Rav Yehuda Lomar Sheinat Tzricha Bedika. It's just coming to tell me that she does not require a Bedika during the Yemei Ziva. That the Hamid Ktani Sefer Yashvel Abadkam Lachal Duchadchila by a Bedika. But frankly, Gemara, but wait a second. The very next line says that if she doesn't do Bedika, then she's still Tahora, implies that that's only Bediyevet. But Lachadchila, she does require a Bedika. So how could you say that the first line is telling me she doesn't need a Bedika, and the second line is telling me she does need a Bedika, but if she didn't do it, it's still okay? So Sefer Asani Yimei Nida. No, when it says Yashvel Abadka, that's not talking about during the Yimei Ziva, that's talking about during the Yimei Nida. During the Yimei Ziva, she's Becheskas Tara, she doesn't require any Bedika. During the Yimei Nida, she requires a Bedika. V'achi kamar, kol yiral Becheskas Tara v'lo baya Bedika. Throughout the entire 11 days, she's Becheskas Tara, Bedika is unnecessary. Avol b'Yimei Nidasa baya Bedika, but during the days of Nidus, she will require a Bedika. And in that case of the Yimei Nidus, Yashva v'lo badka, Shiga Nancy Zida v'lo badka, Tahora. Even during the Yimei Nidus, if she doesn't do Bedika, Bediyevet, she's still going to be Tahora. So that is approach number one. Approach number two now. Rav Chista Amar, Lo Tzricha Elo Rabbi Meir, Damri Isha Shein Levesas Asur L'Shamesh. That this line, the first line of the Mishnah, is telling me that according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that a woman who does not have a Vesas is never allowed to have Tashma Shamita, so the first line is telling me never doesn't mean never ever. It means Hani Mili Bimei Nidasa. Av Mezivasa Becheskas Tara Kaima. When is she now allowed to have Tashma Shamita according to Rabbi Meir? During her days of Nida, because it could happen at any time that she gets her period and it's risking in Isser Kares. But during the Yimei Ziva, she's Mesulak as Damim. We assume she's not going to see Dam, and therefore it is not considered a risk at all for her to have Tashmish during the Yimei Ziva. So such a woman would be allowed to have Tashmish during the Yimei Ziva. The Gemara is going to ask three questions on this approach of Rav Chista. If that first line of the Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that generally a woman who doesn't have a Veses can never have Tashmish, and it's telling me that during the Yimei Ziva she may have Tashmish, Ihachi, Amayam Rameir Yotziv Leyachse Alamis. If that's the case, why did Rameir say she has to get divorced, and the man has to divorce her, and he can never remarry her? After all, just sleep with her during the Yimei Ziva, during the Yiral of Yom Shabbat Nida L'Nida. Not so terrible. Why does he have to divorce her? Says Mar Dilma Asi L'Kulkula B'Yimei Nida. No, because we're afraid that it's asking for trouble. That in the days of Nida, we're afraid that she's going to mess up, and then they're going to end up sleeping together. So we don't want that to happen. So in order to avoid that possibility, we make them get divorced. Question number two on Rav Chista's approach. How can you say the whole Mishnah is talking about a woman who doesn't have a Veses, and we're saying because she doesn't have a Veses, she's never allowed to have Tashmish during the Yimei Nida, but during the Yimei Ziva she's allowed to? What do you mean? The Mishnah goes on to say when the Shas Vesta comes and she doesn't do a Bedika, she's Tameya. That implies that we're talking about a woman who does have a Veses. The whole premise of Rav Chista's approach to the Mishnah is that it's talking about a woman who does not have a Veses. So, Chesur Mechsevach Iktani, you need to add in a line to the Mishnah. This is how the Mishnah should read. Kol Yiral Becheskas Tara V'Sharia L'Bala. During the Yiral, if you may Ziva, she's Becheskas Tara, she's allowed to be with her husband. This is talking about a woman who does not have a Veses. Ubi May Nida Asura. And during the May Nida, she's Asura because she does not have Veses, she could bleed at any time. Bamed Varmamurim B'Isha She'ein La Veses. This is what we add in. When is this talking about? That's only by a woman who doesn't have a Veses. Of Yesh La Veses, Muteris Tzricha Bedika. But if she does have Veses, then she's Muteris and requires Bedika. Yashva V'Labadka Shiga Nancy Zida Vlabadka Tahora. Higia Shas Vesta Vlabadka Tameya. In general, she doesn't do Bedika, Tahora. Comes the Shas Vesta, she doesn't do Bedika, and she's going to be Tameya. That's how to read the Mishnah. Third Kasha on Rav Chista, Hamid Sefer Rabbi Meir, Reisha Lav Rabbi Meir. But how can you say that the first line of the Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Meir? In the third line on the page, on Lamed Tesam and Aleph, over here on the top of the page, we find the Mishnah finally introduces Rabbi Meir. It says Rabbi Meir Omer Meisim Michva V'Igia Shas Vesta. That implies that up until now we were not, the author was not Rabbi Meir. Up until now it was some other Tana, and Rabbi Meir just came in later. And it's the Gemara Kula Rabbi Meir He V'Achikamer Im Lo Aisa B'Michva V'Igia Shas Vesta V'Lo Badka. Temeya. Sher Rabbi Meir Omer, Imais Mikhvi Vigesha Sasvula Bodka, Tara Shechrod Mislach Sasdamim. The Mishnah means to say is, if she was not in any difficult situation where she was in hiding, and the Shas Vesta came and she didn't do Bedika, she's going to be Tmeya. How do I know Rav Meir holds that she's going to be Tmeya? Because Rav Meir holds that if she was in hiding, that's when she's going to be Tahora. The clear implication being that if she was not in hiding, she would be Tmeya. So that is all Rav Chista's approach, that this is all going according to Rav Meir, that normally, typically speaking, a woman who does not have Vesas is never allowed to be Mishamesh with her husband. So the Birei Daf raises the following kasha. A woman who does not have Vesas is absent from the list of women in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Chaf Amud Beis that are mentioned L'Gnai. The B'nei Grushas Halev, the Mishnah mentions, amongst the women who are mentioned L'Gnai, right? B'nei Grushas Halev is someone who you plan on divorcing. If a child is conceived when the parents were planning on getting a divorce, even though they were not yet divorced, that's considered to be a pagam in the child. That's not a good thing to be conceived out of such a union. On many levels, it's not such a good thing. So the Gemara in Maseches Gittin of Tzadi Amlal says, "Im libo legarsha, and he yosheves tachtov mishamashto." That's where we say al acheresh al reacha ra'a. That's v'hu yoshev levetach itach. So why isn't this one of the B'nai Grush Salev we're mentioning over here? Meaning, forget about the fact that she's muteris during the Yeral of Yom Shmei Nida Lenida. So the Gemara says, why do you have to get divorced? Okay, but you do have to get divorced. So shouldn't that make her asura? The fact that you have to get divorced eventually be geshemet tekalkala. So shouldn't that make her asura because of she's a grusha salev and you don't want to conceive a child in that state? And you can't say that that's only when he's omid legarsha machmasina. That's only when he wants to divorce her because he doesn't like her because they're not getting along. Because the Turin or Chaim Sim Reish Mem says that no, even if it's without sinna, if he's planning on divorcing her, there is this pagam of grusha salev, and that's based on a Rush who gives the reason for the iser is because daito legarsha. The Rush says, what's the problem? Maharher ba'acheres. He's going to be thinking already of his next shidduch of some other woman during the shas tashmish, and that kabbalistically is considered to be something very unhealthy for the conception of a child if the man is thinking about some other woman during the course of Tashmish. So that could happen even if he doesn't dislike her. If he knows that he has to divorce her, he may be Maharaba Acharis already. He may be looking ahead a little bit. So the Rashash raises this issue and says, Yesh L'chalik. That you could be mechalik between regular daita legarsha in our case, but he doesn't say had to be mechalik, he just says yesh lechalik. So it could be that what he means is when he's doing it midaito, and she has no idea why he wants to divorce her, and she thinks that he's not going to divorce her, I mean, she has no idea that what's in store for her, that's where it's a begam, that's where it's a problem. But over here, since it's a halacha that a woman is ein levesas, according to her mayor, that you have to divorce her, so mele he's not going to, she's going to realize it, she's not going to be fooled at all, she knows exactly the reason that he has to divorce her. Maybe that's not included in the in L'Gnai amongst those that are Grushas Halev. And the Sefer Otzer Chaim is Mitaretz that if he intends to try to be a Merape her until she goes back to having a Vesas, then he's not Chayev Lagarsha. So maybe we're talking about such a case where right now she doesn't have a Vesas. He's allowed to be with her during the Yeral of Yom Shabbat Nida L'Nida, and you don't have to worry about conceiving because maybe he's not Chayev Megarish her if they have some sort of trick up their sleeves of how they're going to be able to get her back on schedule, some sort of hormone or whatever it is that she could take. Okay, now back to the Gemara. Answer number 3. Again, we're still trying to explain this first line in the Mishnah that kol acharas yom b'cheskas tara. So the Gemara's third approach: Rava Amar lomer sheina metame me'isleis. B'cheskas tara means that if she sees dam during the me'ziva, it's not metame her lemafreya me'isleis. So me'isve, I ask the Gemara, I need the vazava shemers yom k'neged yom me'aledus kulan metame me'isleis. But it says beferish anida azava. Right, even a zava that who sees obviously during the Yiral of Yom and a shomeres yom k'neged Keneged Yom is also during the Yud Aleph Yom, and the Yoledes, they're all Metami Meisleis. So how could you say this Mishnah is telling me that they're not Metami Meisleis? So Gemara says Tiyufta. Okay, that rejects Rava. That's a very strong kasha on Rava. So Rashi, Tosos, other Rishon explain, Yoledes means that Dam comes out at the Psichas HaKever. That's when we say Yoledes is Metami Meisleis. However, the Rambam in Mishkav Moshev Per Gimel, Halacha Dalid, writes that Yoledes, even if she doesn't see Dam in the Leda, is Metami Meisleis. So the Aruch Neir raises the question that since he paskins that it's Efshel Psichas HaKever below Dam, that you could have a Leda without Dam, so there was no, if she didn't see Dam, there was no Dam. So why should she be Metami Meisleis? Meaning, what was Metami her? Leda was Metami her. But there was no Dam. So how the whole idea of Tumim Meisleis is the concern that Dam was Amad Bekosle HaRechem and just didn't come out till later, but it was right there in the Kosli Beis HaRechem the entire time. But if the Rambam holds that Leda could happen without Dam, and she didn't see any Dam in the Leda, what in the world would the Svara be to be Metami or Meisleis? So the Aruch Neir is Metari, said you have to say it's a low plug. The Rabbanim just didn't want to be Mechalik. That all Tumas Nida, all Tumos that are similar to Tumas Nida are always going to be Metame Meisleis. The Ar Samech just points out that the Hechrith the Rambam has to say that we're talking about when we say Yoledes without Riyaz Dam is because if there's Riyaz Dam, Ein Lecha Ones Gadol Mizeh, that is Riyaz Dam Ba'ones, because the Leda causes the Riyaz Dam, and therefore the Mitzad the Dam, she wouldn't be Tumea anyway. It would only be Tumah Mitzad the Leda anyhow. So that's what the Rambam says. The Dam would be irrelevant over here. That's why we don't mention the Dam, because seeing the Dam wouldn't make any difference. That's how the Ar Samech on that Rambam explains why the Rambam says what he says. Fourth approach now. Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel Lomar Sheinu Kovas Lavesas Besochi Meizivasa. And this is going to be the topic that we take through the rest of the daf. That what do we mean that the 11 days she's Becheskes Taira, that a woman can never be Koveya of Veses during the days of Ziva. Now the Ravid writes, if you have a woman who's sees Bahaflagos, let's say every 15 days she sees Dam, Chamisha Asuyom, which are always Yimei Ziva, because whenever she sees Dam, she becomes a Nida, right? So then, or not always, every other time, if is Yimei Ziva, right? So half the times it's Yimei Ziva, half the times it's Yimei Nida. So the Ravid writes, she's Kovea Veses for Chavtes Yom, Chavtes Yom, Veses HaFlago for every 29 days, because the times that she sees during the Yimei Ziva don't count, and therefore it says if she saw it, as if she didn't see during every other time, and she saw every other time. So she's seeing Dam every 29 days, so she has a Vesus Kavua for a Flagos of 29 days. That's that, and the other Re'ios in between, in the halfway point, are only a Mikra, they're a Rai, they're as if they don't exist. That's how the Ravid says in Bali HaNefesh, quoted by all the other Rishonim. The Chazanish explains that the Re'ios that she has in the middle are not Mashpia at all on her natural re'ios. These are totally separate from her natural re'ios, and she's Kaveh Veses. However, the large majority of Rishonim disagree with this Ravid. The Ramban, the Rashban, Taurus Abayas, the Balamor, the Ran, the Meiri, many, many Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, she definitely does not have Veses HaFlago for 29 days, because in actuality, she saw Dam in between. You can't be Koveya Veses for the time that she did see Dam, because it happened to have been during the Meziva, so therefore she doesn't have any Veses at all. But you can't say that you just pretend that it didn't happen. It just means that she can't be Koveya Veses based on the Dam that she sees during the Meziva. But not that she never saw that Dam. Obviously, she did see that Dam. Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef heard this statement of Rav Huna Bar Chiya in the name of Shmuel, and Rav Yosef says, wait a second, I'm a student of Rabbi Yehuda, who was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel, so it's a little strange that I never heard this. Rav Yosef, lo shmili hashmaitza. I never heard this explanation of the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says Yir Alf Yom, she's Becheskes Taira, that it means she cannot be Koveya Veses during that time. So I'm like, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, no, at amrit ni alan, v'ahamrit lan. Yes, you did hear it, because you're the one that taught it to us, and you taught it to us in the following context. Ha'yisulamud l'liyos ro'a yom tezvav, v'shinsa l'yom Yom Chav, Zevzeh Asurun L'Shamesh, that if she had a Vesus Kavua to see on the 15th day, and she saw instead on the 20th day, so that both day 15 and day 20 are going to be Asur going forward. Day 15, because that's her Vesus Kavua, and day 20, because that's the last time she saw. Shinsa Pa'amayim Liyom Chav, Zevzeh Asurun. If she had a Vesus Kavua 15, and then she sees 2 months in a row on day 20, so then day 15 and day 20 are still both Asur. Va'amrit Lan Allah, and you told us, Rav Yosef, about this, that Amar Rav Yudomar Shmuel, Lashanuel Tesvav L'Tvi Lasa, Shein Chav Beiz L'Ri'i Yasa. When we say day 15, it means 15 days after going to the mikveh, not 15 days after her last becoming a Nida. Because if it were 15 days after last becoming a Nida, then it would be smack in the middle of the Yemei Ziva. Because 15 days after becoming a Nida, for the first 7 days she's a Nida, then the following 11 are days of Ziva. So she would still be 3 days before the end of her Yemei Ziva. So that certainly would not be counted in the Cheshbon of being a Vesus Kavua. So when we say that she has a Vesus Kavua for 15 days, it doesn't mean a Hafluga of 15 days from the last time she became a Nida. It means 15 days from after her Nida was over, from her Tevila, which means 4 days after her Yemei Ziva was over, she's now back into the Yemei Nida. Shein Chav Beiz L'Ri'i Yasa, which happens to be 22 days after the last time she became a Nida. Dahasim B'Yemei Nidasa Kaila. And that way, she's in the middle of the Yemei Nida. Aval Tesvav L'Ri'i Yasa D'Yemei Zivasa Kai Lo Kava. But if it was 15 days from her last Ri'iya, then she would never be Kaveya such a Veses. That is the context that you yourself, Rav Yosef, taught us this din. So Rashi tells us, why did Rav Yosef forget? So what Rashi says all over Shas, that Rav Yosef, Talmid is Rav Yudushu, Talmud Shal Rav Shmuel, V'cholav Rav Yosef, Nekar Talmudo, that Rav Yosef became ill, and he forgot much of his learning. Ukshay Shomea Meimrad Rav Shmuel, Ve'inu Niska Lo'osa Shmua Matmiya. So when he would hear something in the name of his Rebbeim, it was all new to him, because he forgot everything. So he'd be wondering, how could it be that my Rebbeim said this, and I don't know about this? V'lav Talmidu Shal Rav Yehuda Ani? What, am I not the student of Rav Yehuda? V'lo Amar Li Shmuazu? He never told me this. V'Abaye Talmidu Maskiro. And Abaye is the loyal Talmud that throughout Shas, every time Rav Yosef says, I don't remember ever hearing this, Abaye is always the one that reminded him that, yes, you do remember hearing this. You're the one that taught it to us. So you did say it to us, and Abaye was the one that reminded him. I just killed something over here. Pretty gross. Okay, Abaye was one that it's okay. I'll put it away later. Abaye is one that reminded him that he forgot all that he actually did know this halacha. He did teach it to him. Now there is we've mentioned many times in the past. There is a Mishnah at the very end of Masechta Sota and the Gemara that elaborates on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah tells Mishamei so and so butla this mida, when this one died, Yerushchet was gone from the world. When this, so the Gemara says Mishamei's Rebbe. The Mishnah says Mishamei's Rebbe. Rebbe Batla Anava, that when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi died, there was no longer any Anivus in the world. Rabbi Yehuda was the paradigm of Anivus. Once he's gone, we don't have any more true Anivus. So the Gemara over there says at the end of Sotah, Mem Tesam Beis, Am Rav Yosef Al Tisni Anava Diika Ana. Don't say that Anivus is gone because I'm still here. So everyone obviously asks the question, what do you mean don't say Anivus is gone because I'm still here? What do you mean that's not Anivus to say that I'm still here? So some say, no, there was a Tana whose name was Ana. He doesn't mean that I'm still here. Diika Ana, there's this guy Ana, who's a very big Anav, an ironic name for a big Anav. His name is Ana, but I heard from my friend once that maybe, I don't remember who he quoted, but he said maybe the pshat is that Rav Yosef wasn't saying that I'm an Anav. He's saying that as long as I'm around, Anivus can't be dead, because the definition of Anivus is not to deny one's own talents, one's own wisdom, one's own abilities in learning or in anything else. The definition of Anivus is to realize that whatever gifts we have, it's all whatever we have, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to have it. And at any time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take it away from us. So it's not us inherently. It's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. And Rav Yosef says, don't say Anivus is gone, because I'm an example that people could look at. I was Rav Yosef. I was the Gedolei Amoraim. I was the Talmud Rav and Shmuel, the Rebbe of Abaye. You don't get bigger than Rav Yosef. And look, I'm a shell of myself. I don't remember anything my Rebbeim said. I need a Talmud to remind me about everything I ever learned. So Rav Yosef said, don't say Anivus is gone, not because I'm an Anav, but because I'm still here. Right? He doesn't say Da'ani Anav. He says Da'ika Anav, because I'm still around, and as long as I'm still around, people people will look at me as an example from where they can learn anivas. Okay, so that's that relates to Rav Yosef and his forgetfulness of that which is Rebbeim taught him. But what was the context of this discussion? We're talking about a case of a woman not being koveya veses during the Yemei Ziva. So I'm Rav Papa, I'm Risa L'Shmaita Kamei Rav Yehuda Midaskarta, Mikva Lokava, Mecha Shmal Denechushta. He says, yeah, granted, you're not koveya of veses during the Yemei Nida. However, what about should you be choshesh for such a veses? Meaning, it's not going to be considered a kvias veses, but let's say when day 15 comes again, should you be choshesh that maybe you're going to see dam again, even though it's in the middle of the Yemei Ziva? If you look at Tosfos, mikvah lo kava al yedei riyazu shel toch Yemei Ziva, lo kava veses shetzarich lo kara al yedei shalosh pamim. What does it mean you're not kaveh veses? It's not going to take 3 times to uproot this veses. Ki lo kava veses b'Yemei Nida, like it would if you were kaveh veses during Yemei Nida. I mean, if a woman has a vest during her Yemei Nida, she needs to go 3 times without conforming to that vestas in order for the vestas to go away. But do you have to be choshesh during the alyidei kviyos of Yemei Nida to aser in the 4th time afilu ba vest Yemei Ziva? The way Tosfos understands the kasha is if you have a vest kavua for Yemei Nida and the way it works out is that it lands that veses lands in the next time during the Yemei Ziva, do you need to be choshesh for it? That's the shaila of the Gemara. In fact, there are 3 different ways of understanding this Gemara's shaila. That is Tosfos' understanding, that we're talking about she was kaveh veses Yemei Nida, but now it's going to land, the haflago, for whatever reason, is going to end up right in the middle of Yemei Ziva. Does she have to be choshesh for it? Rashi and the Rambam say, no, we're talking about a woman who sees 3 times during Yemei Ziva. Does she have to be choshesh for the next time that she sees? Granted, it's not going to take 3 times to uproot it, but does she need to be choshesh for the next time that she sees? And the truth is, it wouldn't even have to be if she saw 3 times during the Meziva, even once during the Meziva. Does she have to worry about a Vesa Shena Kavua during the Meziva? Vesa Kavua we know she can't have. What about a Vesa Shena Kavua? Is that something that she has to worry about during the Meziva? The third approach is the Chacham Spitzalos Medayek, his reading of the Rambam in Isur Bia Periches Halachates, is that when we say Mikva Lo Kava means the Tchilas Kvius HaVeses, or to be Kaveh new Veses, can't be Yemei Ziva. But Mechush Mal Denechush, if she's Mishana and she begins to be Kaveh B'Yemei Ziva, should we be Choshesh that maybe it will happen 3 times and therefore it will uproot the first Veses? A totally different way of understanding than Rashi and Tosfos. But let's understand, let's just keep it partial. Let's take like either Rashi or Tosfos, that her whole Shaila is that assuming that she has some sort of Veses, does she have to be Choshesh when it lands during the Yemei Ziva? So Ishtik V'lam Relev Lo Mid. So he didn't respond at all. He didn't give any answer to that question. So Rav Papa Nechzi Anan. So Rav Papa says, let's analyze. So we said before that if she has a Ves Kavua for day 15, which again really meant day 22 since her last Re'iyah, means day 15 since the Tvila. So she has a Ves Kavua for Aflagos of every 22 days, and she's Mishana now, and she sees on day 27, what we call Yom Chaf to the Tvila, meaning day 27 from her last Re'iyah. Right, that means day Tesvav of her Tvila, which is day 22 since her last Re'iyah, that's her Ves Kavua. Vishintel Yom Chaf Zayin, and now she's Mishana to see day 27 since her last Re'iyah. Dechi Hadri Va'asu Esrin V'tarti Kaimlo B'toch Yimei Zivasa. Now 22 days, on day 22 after that, is now going to be right in the middle of Yimei Ziva. Why would day 22 after that be in Yimei Ziva? Because day 22 after what? I mean, if she has a Ves Kavua to see every 22 days, and then one time she sees 27 days later, when is she Choshesh next time? So what he's suggesting is, or if Papa's suggesting is, she's Choshesh 22 days after when she was supposed to see this time. Not 22 days after she actually saw, it will actually be 17 days after she actually saw. Well, 17 days after she actually saw is right in the middle of the Yemei Ziva. Since she saw on day 27 instead of day 22, we count the 22 days forward from day 22 when she was supposed to see, but the Yemei Ziva get counted, the Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva get counted from when she actually saw. On day 27, she actually saw Dam, so that kicks off 7 days of Yemei Nida. followed by 11 days of Yimei Ziva. And therefore, day 22 from when she was supposed to see is going to come out right in the middle of Yimei Ziva. And we say that that day is Asur, that she does have to be Choshesh. So there you have it. Alma Dechashinullah. So it's from that line itself, you see right there that you do have to be Choshesh even during the Yimei Ziva. Because Rav Papa, Asara Esrim Vitartin, May Esrim Vitartin, Manina. Rav Papa's assuming that we count the 22 from day 22 when she was supposed to see, and not from day 27 when she actually saw. But Nida Upischa Me'asun V'zayin Meninan. But the Yimei Nida and the Yimei Ziva get counted not from when she was supposed to see, but from when she actually saw Dam. And that's why it turns out that it's right in the middle of the Yimei Ziva. So I'm later Rav Hunan Rav Shula Rav Papa. So Rav Hunan Rav Shula says, Rav Papa, your assumption is incorrect. Mimai, who said, from where do you get the idea that we're going to count the 22 days from when she's supposed to see and not from when she actually saw Dam? Dilma Esrim Tartin, Nami Esrim Zayin Meninan. Maybe the 22 days of Reveses Kavua gets counted from day 27 when she last actually saw Dam. Dechi Hadri Va'asu Esrim Tartin, Kaimelo B'Tolkim Enidosa. And yeah, 22 days after day 27 is going to be in here Yimei Nidus. It's not going to be in here Yimei Ziva. So therefore, your whole Raya is completely irrelevant. And you have to say that I'm correct. You have to say that we count the 22 days from when she last really saw Dam, not from when she was last supposed to see Dam. Because the Elote Machi, if you don't say like I'm saying, what if you have the following case? He says, let's simplify it. Let's not talk about a woman. Let's talk about a chicken that lays eggs. What's your expectation? Let's say you have a chicken that's on a cycle of laying an egg one day, not laying another day. Yes, one day, no, the other day. Every other day it switches off. And one day it goes off schedule. One time it goes 2 days without laying an egg, and then the next day it again lays an egg. What do you expect the following day? Do you expect the following day to lay another egg? Or do you expect the following day to go back to not laying an egg? That it's going to go back to having one and one. Clearly you assume that it's going to go back to, meaning if it used to lay eggs on odd days, but now it laid an egg on day, let's say, 9 and 10, so you're not going to assume that on day 11 it's going to lay an egg. You're going to assume on day 11 it won't lay an egg. That now, odd days, it won't lay an egg, and even days it will lay an egg. So the same thing by the woman. When she had one aberration, where instead of seeing day 22, she saw day 27, so why would we count the 22 days from the last, from when she was supposed to see day 22, there was this aberration, but now you go forward and you count forward from that. Now the Ramban explains that this machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Papa, is really in the understanding of what the nature of haflaga is. Why is it that X amount of time in between re'ios, we assume that she's going to see Dam again in that same amount of time? Rav Huna holds that it takes that amount of time to be mismale with Dam, is the Lashon Ramban, for her body to fill up with Dam, and then once it fills up, it empties out. So that makes sense. You're going to count from the last time she really saw Dam, not from when she was last expected to see Dam. Because when did she start filling up again? When she last saw Dam. The Dam all came out. So then it started filling up again. So if she has a Ves Kavur that it takes her 22 days to fill up with Dam and then empty out, so good. So we'll take 22 days from the last time that she emptied out. That's Rav Huna. But Rav Papa understands that the Ves Saflug is not because of some milui that her body fills up, but rather it's like a Ves Sachodesh, that a specific day, when he comes to Ves Sachodesh, to seeing on the 14th day of a month. So if 1 month she sees on the 17th day, the next month he still has to be Choshesh for the 14th day, because that's her Ves Kavua, to see on the 14th day of the month, meaning that it's this day that's Gorim. So that's the way Rav Papa would understand, that it's day 22, it's every 22 days that are going to be Gorim, and therefore it's going to be day 22 from when she was supposed to see, not from when she actually saw. Amle Rav Papa. Rav Papa says back, Elo Hadam Reish Lakish Yisha Kavas Lavesas B'tochim Ezivasa Ve'inisha Kavas Lavesas B'tochim Enidosa. The Reish Lakish had this unusual line that a woman could be Kovea Vesas during Yimei Ziva but not during Yimei Nida. Rabbi Yochanan Reisha Kavas Lavesas B'tochim Enidosa. Rabbi Yochanan says she could be Kovea Vesas even during Yimei Nida. Hey Chidami, what's the case of being Kovea Vesas during Yimei Nida? Lav Kigon De Chazai Reish Yarcha V'Cham Shabar Biyarcha V'Reish Yarcha V'Cham Shabiyarcha. Isn't the case the following? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she sees Dam, and then the fifth day of Nisan, while she's still during the Yemei Nida, she sees Dam again. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, she sees Dam. Now, fifth day of Iyar, she's still during her Yemei Nida from Maria and Rosh Chodesh, she sees Dam again. Then, on Sivan, Rosh Chodesh, she doesn't see Dam, but on the fifth day of Sivan, she does see Dam. V'kamri, shekoves leves, p'tochim enidosa. So even though the first two of those Re'ios were during her Yemei Nidos, meaning day fives on Nisan and Iyar, were in the middle of her Yemei Nidos, the middle of her 7 days of Nida, that could be Koveya Veses, that could be Cheshbin Din to being Koveya Veses. What do you see? Alma mi Reish Yarcha Manina. We see that we count from Reish Yarcha, we count from the beginning of the month, from day one. So the bottom line is, on the third time, was Yemei Nida based on the Cheshbin that she should have been seeing Dam. And what do we call it? We call it Yemei Nida. But the third time, she wasn't actually in Nida. It wasn't really during the Yemei Nida. So, but we call it the Yemei Nida. Why? Because it was supposed to have been Yemei Nida, based on past performance, but it wasn't really Yemei Nida. So isn't that a raya that I'm correct, says Rav Papa, that we cheshbon things based on when you were supposed to, when they were supposed to happen, and not when they actually happened? So Amar Leih Lo, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He says, no, you're misunderstanding the case of being Koveya Veses during Yemei Nida. This is the case. Kigon de Chazai Reish Yarcha, V'Reish Yarcha, V'Esrim Chamisha B'Yarcha. She sees day one, then next time day one, and then the third time, day 25, Vireish Yarcha, and then again 5 days later on day one of the next month. Damrin and Dami Yaseiru do Tosfuba. Where we say she could be Koveya Veses, because the first two times were not at all during the Yemei Nida. The third time, Rosh Chodesh, was during the Yemei Nida, where we assume the fact that she saw 5 days earlier also was just extra dam that happened to have been around. But since she saw the first two times on Reish Yarcha, the third time on Chafei, the fourth time on Rosh Chodesh, that last Re'iyah is the third one is of Rosh Chodesh is considered to be mamish during Yemei Nida. So that's what it means, Koveya Veses b'Yemei Nida. Not that she's Koveya Veses during a day that should have been Yemei Nida, like we originally thought, where it was day one, day five, day one, day five, and then only day five, where that last day five should have been Yemei Nida. No, we're talking day one, day one, day 25, day one, where that third, that last Re'iyah was during actual Yemei Nida, because she saw on day 25. They all said like Ravuna Breda of Yeshua that we count from when it actually happens, not from when it was supposed to happen. Tomorrow we start the fifth parak of Masechet Nida. Yotzei Dofen.